What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Ciarán, good morning.
Good morning, David.
Listen, I am very impressed to talk to you because I've watched some YouTube videos of you solving Rubik's Cubes at rates that are incomprehensible. Currently, while I'm talking to Ciarán, he's using one hand to utterly, I don't know, what do you call it? Shuffle a Rubik's Cube? Randomize it? What do you call it?
The word we use is scramble.
Is it like a deck of cards in the sense that once you scramble it a certain way, it's just going to, oh my God, he's actually... In the length of time it took me to begin to ask a question, you had one-handedly solved the Rubik's Cube back, and now you're scrambling it again. This is mind-blowing. Tell me about your history. When did you pick one up first?
Sure. So I was 11 years old. By this stage, I'd already taught myself how to solve one side. And then I found out that there were tutorials on YouTube, and it brought me through the whole process to actually figure out how to put all the pieces together into the right place. And then once I knew how to solve the cube, the next challenge was trying to solve it in as fast a time as possible.
So trying to work out how to solve the cube is one thing. Trying to do it quickly is another thing. But like, I mean, it is obviously a skill. It's something anyone can learn and practice, right? As he solves it.
Yeah,
again,
absolutely.
Every time I ask a question, he solves a Rubik's cube.
Absolutely. Like, I'm not a special person. Anybody is able to do this. And if you ask most people, they'll tell you, no, I'll never be able to solve a Rubik's Cube. But really, if anybody goes onto YouTube and looks up a tutorial, it will teach you the process. And anybody, we have 80-year-olds who compete at our competitions. You know, it doesn't matter how old you are. And it's sort of like learning a guitar or something. It can be done. It takes a little bit of, you know, dedication and effort. But if you put it in, then you'll be able to have it down in no time.
And often I hear cubers talk about different ways of approaching cube. So they use names. Are the names for algorithms or like manners in which you might solve one? Is that what you guys reference when you reference these things I don't understand?
Yeah. So the way we solve it, it wouldn't be trying to solve side by side. It's sort of layer by layer. So I don't solve the white side, then the blue side. I try and build it up in layers. And in order to do that, you have to learn algorithms, which are sequences of moves that temporarily mess the cube up, but put the messed up pieces in the right place.
Okay.
And then another algorithm, which changes pieces around again while keeping the already solved pieces in the right place. So
yeah,
That's what we use algorithms for.
I did briefly think that one of my kids was some kind of a special brainiac child, because he got a Tottenham Hotspur Rubik's Cube off his granddad. Even by the time I haven't got the question out, the cube was solved again. It's amazing. But he solved it, and I was like, oh my God, like he was only 5 or something. I was like, how did you do that? And he went, I took all the stickers off and put them back on again. And I was like, okay, That shows some level of brain, but not the one we're looking for this particular conversation. Now, you are the European record holder for the 6x6 cube, is that right?
Former 6x6, but current 7x7. So the 7x7 cube is what I'm currently the record holder in.
And come here, over the weekend, were you at the Irish Rubik's Cube Championships?
I was, yes. So Speedcubing Ireland, which is the organization which organizes competitions in Ireland, we usually organize around 15 or 20 a year. And this weekend, we organized our annual Irish Championships. We held it in the Setu Arena in Waterford, and we saw over 200 competitors, mostly from Ireland, but also some from other places in the world, like New Zealand or Australia or all over Europe, such as Spain and Germany, come and try and battle it out to see who can solve it in the fastest time.
And who was the champion?
So I'm the Irish champion this year. I won it with an average time of 7.1 seconds for the two-handed. And then I was not actually the overall winner. That goes to Christopher Mills from New Zealand. But I was the fastest Irish person.
Gotcha.
And so I claim the title of Irish champion.
It's incredible.
It blows me away.
And so what are the kind of future plans? Is Rubik's Cube, is there some, you know, level of transferability of these skills to anything else in your life? Or is it just a really enjoyable pastime that blows my mind as you're doing it when I'm talking to you?
I think there's definitely transferable skills in terms of problem solving or whatnot. But generally speaking, most people do it because it's a hobby that they love and enjoy. The same way anybody would play Gaelic football or hurling or play chess. It's actually quite similar to chess. You know, it's sort of like a mind sport.
Amazing.
And so like they're definitely transferable skills. But most people just do it just to like have a good time.
Well, Ciarán, you've given me an amazing time this morning. As I said, every time we've been talking, his hand has been going single-handedly, one-handed solving, 3x3 Rubik's Cube. That I've never been able to do. There he goes. Does it again. Ciarán, it's amazing to catch up with you. Thank you so much for sharing all that information.
Oh, thanks for inviting me on, David.
Really appreciate it. Thanks a mil. Bye.
Bye.
Dave Moore.
On Today FM.
Podcast.